Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, the weather is mild across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. It's a pleasant evening to be outside in Haifa as well. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, an unprecedented danger emerged when a Matador rocket stolen from the IDF was found near Shfaram earlier this hour. Police arrested two suspects, and they will appear in court soon. Also, the Times of Israel reports that Iran, although focusing on its economic challenges, has warned of a more painful response if attacked. This comes as Tehran sets up an economic war headquarters. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israel struck a Hezbollah command post in an empty Lebanon hospital after a drone attack. Security officials say Hezbollah is attempting to hinder IDF operations. Separately, Israeli security forces found a rocket during a counter-terror raid in Samaria earlier today. According to JNS, a 10-member Hamas terror cell was apprehended in the operation near Nablus. And finally, JTA reports that Israeli ministers have unveiled plans to encourage voluntary Palestinian emigration from Gaza. These proposals have sparked condemnation from international powers and some American Jewish groups. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global shared just minutes ago about Artyom Kirpichenok, an Israeli-Russian historian accused of spying for Tehran. Reports indicate he served in the IDF and visited Iran. Also, Seth Franzman posted just now questioning the use of D-shucks, a type of heavy machine gun, for home defense or hunting. And from Belaz News, posting nearly half an hour ago, comes a photo of an Israel police delegation in Ukraine. They are working with local police to maintain security during Rosh Hashanah in Uman. Now for more on those stories, starting with the discovery near Shfaram. Northern District Police launched an operation that successfully recovered a Matador rocket. This stolen weapon posed a significant threat. Walla reports that the suspects will face a court hearing, highlighting the ongoing security challenges in the region. Turning to Iran's recent warnings, the Times of Israel notes Tehran's establishment of an economic war headquarters amid tightening U.S. sanctions. Iran's oil minister revealed that Karg Island has been targeted 550 times in recent months. This escalation could further strain relations, especially with the U.S. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent strike in Lebanon comes after a Hezbollah drone attack. Ynet explains that the target was a Hezbollah command post in a vacant hospital. This action indicates a strategic effort by Israel to disrupt Hezbollah's operations on the Ali Taher Ridge. Elsewhere, Israeli forces made significant progress in Samaria today. JNS reports that a counter-terror raid near Nablus uncovered a Hamas rocket. The apprehension of a 10-member cell underscores the persistent threat of terrorism. This operation reflects Israel's ongoing efforts to maintain security. And about the proposed emigration plans, the JTA highlights the controversial nature of these initiatives. The plans aim to encourage Palestinians to leave Gaza voluntarily, but have drawn criticism from international bodies. This development could impact diplomatic relations and tensions in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, NVIDIA continues to reshape the tech landscape. CTech reports that the company has evolved beyond just AI chips, branching into networking, software, and computing systems. NVIDIA's strategic investments are financing the AI revolution it helped build. Separately, Walla Business highlights a historic flight from Ben-Gurion Airport today, the first Airbus A330 converted from passenger to cargo by Israel Aerospace Industries, took off this morning. This marks a significant milestone in aviation technology. And finally, Ynet Business reports on Argentina's sanctions targeting the Sea Lion oil project. The $2.2 billion project, led by Israel's Navitas Petroleum, faces potential financial impacts. The outcome, could affect shareholders and directors linked to the project. That's your Israel 18 news update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.